You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruryak. Most 20-somethings spend their summer trying to find a job or making money somewhere. They're hanging out with their friends. They're mapping out the next step in their education or their life plan. Robbie Schlesinger had a little different summer. He spent it training. He was thinking about his dad, Bob, who passed away 5 years ago. And then in the month of August, he swam the shoreline of Lake Tahoe. He's in our studio today. Hey, Robbie.
Hi, Beth. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What an undertaking. Give me the specifics of what this was to accomplish.
This was a culmination of 6 months of work, of lots of training and fundraising and promoting the event. And It worked on several levels. It was my personal solace, and it gave back to people who've gone through something similar, lost a loved one, and hopefully brought solace to them as well.
It was a fundraiser, and we'll talk about that aspect in a moment. Will you tell me the mileage around Lake Tahoe and how you divided the swim?
If you hug the shoreline, Tahoe is about 73 miles all the way around. I cut out some of the more trafficked areas like Emerald Bay and Crystal Bay, so shaved it down to about 65 miles.
In three different swims?
Actually, I swam over the course of 16 days, 3 to 5 miles a day.
Oh, it was 16 days. Mm-hmm. Okay, then I must have just seen some of the big ones. Tell me about getting into the water temperature, and I did see that you had a wetsuit on, which you have to if you're going to spend that much time in that lake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The warmest Tahoe is going to get is in the mid-60s, so you're always risking hypothermia no matter what. The temperature really isn't as bad as people think. The wetsuit is going to do its job eventually. The biggest trouble I had was dealing with wakes and waves kicked up by boats and wind. Mm-hmm. You get pushed back one stroke for every two strokes forward, and you're just wasting energy at that point.
You jumped in August 3rd?
August 3rd, yes.
And then jumped out August 31st.
Yes, I expected it to take me 22 days to get all the way around, and actually managed to do it in 16.
Well, let's talk about the backstory about why you did this. And I had mentioned earlier that your dad did, I guess, this swim twice in his life.
He did.
And the first one was the year that you were born, 23 years ago.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to set an example for me and show me that, there's no reason to be overwhelmed by the situations I find myself in life. And he did it for the American Cancer Society and Save the Rainforest the first year. And then the subsequent year, he did it for a foster grandparent program in the Reno area.
So you grew up with this kind of family folklore?
Yes.
About your dad. And yeah. How was the story told at the dinner table?
Oh, he was the fish. He was a legend. He was a pretty free-spirited guy, one of those types that would backpack across Europe in his younger days. So, he was always down for an adventure, whatever it was. And he was just a very caring, compassionate person, and it felt right to him to swim around the lake.
Did he ever say to you, maybe someday you'll do this too?
You know, we never actually discussed that. Maybe it was implied. It was never something that we sat down and actually planned or anything like that.
And then there was a car accident, Robbie, that changed life for all of you.
He was stopped at an intersection, and a woman collided with him at about 60 miles an hour, and he had no time to get out of the car, move the car away, so he just braced himself and took the hit. And he developed some neck pain that plagued him for a couple of years, and he went in for exploratory surgery to see what was going on, and he wound up contracting a staph infection in his third vertebrae, basically frying his central nervous system, and for the rest of his life, he lived in agonizing pain.
And the rest of his life was up until about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I was 18. I had just graduated high school, and he decided to set his affairs in order, make sure that my family and I would be provided for, and he ended his life.
And how was that for your family? You have a sister, your mom.
Yeah, it was very traumatic. It was unexpected. We had seen the decline over the years, so maybe it was a blessing in disguise. I'm not sure. I don't know what the quality of his life would be now, but it's definitely been difficult. It's been a long road to recovery.
And that's where this organization, Solace Tree, in Reno came in. Can you tell me how they helped your family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their legal advisor was one of my dad's best friends. So I'd known about the work that they'd been doing for a long time. It's a local nonprofit that helps kids, teens, and families cope with grief. They give them free grief counseling as well as peer support in one of the most difficult times of their lives. So they do a lot of work with kids and try to let them know that grief can be healthy, grief is normal, and grief is something that everybody goes through.
It's a different language, isn't it?
It really is. It's something, it's a perspective that I don't think you can really develop unless you go through something like that.
So what did you do with your experience with grief? What did you do with those first couple years?
I buried myself in work for the most part. At the time of my dad's death, I wasn't enrolled in college, and I saw his death as kind of a push in that direction, and I decided to make something of myself, and I just buried myself in my academic career.
And when did this idea emerge that you might try to do what your dad had done, what you had grown up hearing about all along?
Mm-hmm. I was, this was my last semester, this last spring at UNR, and I was wrapping up. I was applying for graduation, and I was thinking about what I was going to do, where I was going to go, if I was going to jump into the job field or go on to grad school. And it just felt like this was the best time to do something like this.
Really? Mm-hmm. Just the first idea that you had was just this past year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's...
So when you begin, you think, could I do what my dad did? Tell me those first thoughts.
Well, like you said, a lot of folklore that was surrounding it. So this was a huge feat in my mind. And, you know, I just, I announced to my friends and family that I was going to do it. I didn't know how. I didn't know what I was up against, what I was looking at as far as training and preparation. And I just had to wing it as I went along, just figured it out.
He announced that he was going to do it. And you are listening to UNR student Robbie Schlesinger talk about what he did. He swam the perimeter of Lake Tahoe to raise funds for Solace Tree, the organization in Reno that helped him, helped his family through some of the challenges after his dad's death. The day that you got into the water and in that quiet time, which swimmers have, would you share with me some of your thoughts, as either mundane as they were or personal as they were?
Yeah, you when you get in the water, and Lake Tahoe is one of the most beautiful lakes in the world, and you can, it almost looks like you're flying in some areas. It was very surreal. It was very peaceful. And to know that I was doing the exact same thing that my dad was doing, I was in the exact same place that he had been 20 years before, it was very moving. I definitely found my own peace out there.
Did you feel him, hear him? I know that's a common experience, to hear the voice, to hear the stories, the laughter.
The way that I like to think about it is that I don't think of him so much as a separate person anymore. He's become more like a concept, and I feel like I've just been lucky enough to inherit his best parts, his motivation and his compassion, and I felt like those were definitely present out there.
That's the process of healing and grieving, isn't it, Robbie?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you get to a place where you've moved on. So he did it twice.
He did. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was a crazy guy. What can I say? You know, it was just, he had a lot more constraints than I did. He had a family and several jobs at the time. So it took him, he was doing it on weekends, so it took him about 6 weeks each time to swim around the lake.
Were there times, did he have a timed swim back then, or a cumulative time?
You know, I don't think so. With a swim like this, when you're swimming such a far distance, you know, time isn't really a consideration. It is, but not so much as lap swimming or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He had an idea of how many days it was going to take him, and that was good enough.
So what were the toughest challenges along the shore? You said wakes and waves, but I also want to know how you saw it, what you viewed as you swam along.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, Lake Tahoe is gorgeous, and, you know, we had days where the weather was really fair and it was really easy to swim 3-5 miles a day. Other days, the wind was picking up. Lots of boats out by Meeks Bay and Emerald Bay. So those presented challenges. We had that fire very recently, so air quality was also a concern.
Mm-hmm. A lot of supporters, a lot of Facebook activity. What amount of money were you able to raise?
We raised total in monetary and in-kind donations just short of $4,000.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
You must have been thrilled.
For a grassroots campaign, I'm just a kid out of college, never done anything like this before. Yes, I was very happy with that.
And the follow-up question to the statement that your dad did it twice is, what about you? Do you think you'll do it again?
Absolutely.
Oh, there was no hesitation
No,
there.
No, it was a great time. I had a lot of fun. I had the chance to work with lots of great people from lots of different backgrounds, and it was a very positive experience for me, both physically and spiritually, so I will absolutely be doing it again.
Well, you made the trek here to our studio, but this isn't the end of your journey today. What do you have ahead of you this afternoon?
I am preparing for grad school. Yeah. I graduated in May with a degree in linguistics, and I hope to continue on for a PhD in applied linguistics. So I'm checking out possible grad schools. I'm headed down to Stanford later this afternoon.
That's good. I'm thinking about you being the coast and swimming the coast someday.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's the next challenge, huh?
Well, Robbie, thank you so much. I thought your story was really inspiring, and I loved how you honored the memory of what you grew up knowing of your dad all these years.
Yeah, it's, you know, it just, like I said, I wish I could be more eloquent than just saying it just felt right, but that's what it boils down to.
Mm. Robbie, nice to meet you. Thank you so much. That is Robbie Schlesinger, and we have some photos of his swim on our website. Also, there are links to some articles, and it's fun to read about his journey. And there's more about Solace Tree, too. It's all at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Capital Public Radio. Just ahead, oh my goodness, in our green room, we have Norm the cat and Nub the dog. We'll be right back.